biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We inch closer and closer to Super Bowl 57. And now joining us here is a Super Bowl 50 champion. He played tight end for many years in the National Football League. And Vernon Davis is here today on behalf of Smirnoff and the cocktail coordinator. Vernon, great to see you as always. How you been?
Good, good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I got to start you off with your Niners. It was an unfortunate ending to their season in Philadelphia. You have the Brock Purdy injury, but everyone wants to know next year, and maybe Purdy's going to be out 6 months. You got the future of Trey Lance. Just what are your thoughts on the future of their quarterback position?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, everyone's asking because they have three outstanding quarterbacks that we know of, and we don't know what's going to happen, but I believe that the San Francisco 49ers should give Trey Lance an opportunity to get back to where he was, because this guy has a lot of upside. He's going to feel like he's going to prove everybody wrong. He's going to show that he's continuing to evolve. And this time that he has away from the game, it's going to allow him to be even better as a quarterback and a leader.
That's a fascinating point, because he basically hasn't played consistently for the last three seasons, because he didn't play his final year in college because of COVID, barely played his rookie season, unfortunately got hurt this year. What really makes you believe that he'll be better with this time kind of on the sidelines and being away from the game and watching it from a different view?
Well, when I go back to when I was a young guy, when I first came into the NFL, and my first injury that first year, and I was able to step away. I wasn't playing exactly the way I was supposed to be playing. And the media and everyone around started calling me a bust. They was like, oh, he's not going to live up to his expectations. But during that time when I was injured, I had a chance to see everything that was going on, everything that I was doing wrong. I grew. I wanted to seek information. I wanted to get better as a player. And I challenged myself. And I knew that if I did it, getting to where I think I should have been, then it wasn't going to work out for me. That's how I program myself. And as a player, I think as a competitor, you think that way. You always think that the next man behind you is going to move in front of you if you don't do your job. You have this faith and you know that you're going to do your job, but there's always that on your mind. It's like the good guy here, the bad guy here, right? And I think that's a great thing, because it allows you to be better when you go back out there, because you have something to prove. You want to show everybody that, hey, I can do this. And you learn a thing or two from watching. Observing can be the best teacher, you know, because you observe and you watch the next man in front of you or the guy that's behind you when you're down, and you know that the only way for you to come back up is to prove everyone wrong and show them that you can play this game at the highest level possible. So I believe that Trey Lance has that in his DNA, and I think that he's going to be one of those guys to come back with a vengeance and show the 49ers organization as well as the rest of the NFL that he has what it takes to be that dynamic quarterback.
Was there any part of you, Vernon Davis, yesterday when you see the Brady announcement that he retired, a little bit disappointed? Because there were some rumors that Brady maybe wanted to go to the 49ers and maybe there could have been some mutual interest there.
You know what? I was a little upset, because I was thinking, I'll say, hey, if Brady goes over there, I'm going to go join George Kittle. I'm going to see what I got. Love to play with the GOAT. Let's go.
Do you think you could still play?
Oh, come on, man. I timed myself the other day. I have a son that's 15 years old. He's always challenging me. I have to be better than him. He can't outperform me. And I tell him that all the time. He's playing tight end at the Mathis Senior High School. You're going to hear about him this year. He's going into the 10th grade. But he's always challenging me. So I got to go out there. I got to be able to run routes. I got to be able to run, you know. So when I'm working out, I work out 5 days a week. I'm always doing the things that I did when I was playing football. Not necessarily using the heavy weight that I used to use, but I'm sprinting, pushing sleds, and I'm just making sure that I can stay dynamic.
Vernon Davis here with us. We'll talk about Smirnoff in just a second. So we all know your brother, Vontae, also played in the NFL. You have this Super Bowl. You have Travis Kelce going up against Jason Kelce. Can you even imagine what they're going through? You got two brothers going up against one another in 2 weeks in the Super Bowl.
Yes, like, who do you root for? If I'm there, the mom or dad, I'm like, gosh, what do we do? Oh, I have a good idea. I just thought about this. Maybe they wear half of the jersey is Kansas City, right?
And the other half is Philadelphia. She already has that jersey, the mother. Donna Kelsey already has that jersey. She's a veteran. She's ready to go. But this tight end matchup, though, it is fascinating because we all know what Travis Kelsey has done for the last few years. But Dallas Goedert, other than we had to miss a few games because he got hurt, he was on pace to have a masterful season. What do you think about this tight end matchup with Travis Kelsey and Dallas Goedert?
Yeah, I think Dallas is he's a good tight end. I think he's very, very reliable, accountable. He's going to be everywhere he needs to be. I mean, especially in this game, you have to be. Yeah, the mindset has to be different. And I know that he's going to be that for the team. But Travis Kelsey's in a whole other league of his own. He's been around for a while. He has experience. He's been doing this. He's been to playoff games. He's been to Super Bowl. He's won a Super Bowl. And he's one of the best tight ends to do it, in my opinion, so far. I mean, he just has to keep on trucking. I think he's top five in touchdowns all overall. It's gonna be a showdown. It's gonna be great.
For you, you look back at your two Super Bowl experiences. We all remember when you were with the 49ers and unfortunately lost up against the Ravens, and then you got traded to Denver. And I know Frank Gore says, oh, you didn't really win that Super Bowl, but you did with the Broncos. How do you look back at those two experiences?
I'm about to get Frank Gore a call and tell him about his business.
He still brings that up to you, right?
Yeah, I hope he's listening. But, he's funny. We're always giving each other a hard time. But I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be able to win a Super Bowl before I decided to hang it up. And it's hard. Like, it's hard. It's few and far between because there's been guys that has played this game for years and never even won a Super Bowl. And I think Tequila Spikes is one of them, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, it's just hard. It's tough. So to be able to walk away with the ring is a beautiful thing, and to win it with a great group of guys. I mean, that locker room in Denver was truly amazing. Peyton Manning, DeMarcus Ware, two of the most beautiful human beings I've ever seen. And Peyton's probably going to text me. If he hears me talking about him, he's going to text me. He texted me about a couple months ago. I said something beautiful about him. He said, oh, Vern, thank you for your photos. I can hear his voice. Oh, Vern, thank you for those words, Vern. I was very vibe for you.
I can't remember. Did they get you in the Manning cast yet? They got to get you in the Manning cast, right?
I got to get on the Manning cast. Maybe after my movie comes out, I go in there and talk about it.
What's the movie you got coming out?
It's a movie with Morgan Freeman and I. It's coming out between now and March. I'm waiting on it. Yeah. It's going to be pretty cool. I play a serial killer from South Africa. My name is Andoku.
What's that experience like? How do you recap that?
Man, I had anxiety after that. It was crazy. I mean, it's just because, you know, as a trained actor, you're trained to live realistically in that moment. So for me, I'm thinking that I'm actually doing these killings. So after I got done with the movie, I'm like, came home and I was like, wow, I need to find a therapist. It was tough.
Wow.
But yeah. But it's cool though. It's cool. The journey is cool. You get to learn a lot about yourself. You get to meet wonderful people like Morgan and Cole Hauser, spend time with them. It was beautiful. I feel like I'm living in two different worlds right now. You know, I went from football to now I'm doing this and other things. It's pretty cool, man. I'm really grateful and honored.
Tell me, Vernon Davis, what you're doing today on behalf of Smirnoff and the cocktail coordinator.
Look, I'm letting you guys, this is all about the cocktail coordinator, best job in America. We're flying them down privately. They're going to spend time with me on Radio Row. And we've been excited about this because there's only one left. You know, it's one remained out of all of the contestants that we had. And to be a cocktail coordinator, you have to bring your very best, just like anything else. You have to come with it. And the individual that we identified is unbelievable. So I'm happy, excited about that. It's going to be epic. I can't wait. It'll be truly amazing.
I know you got to run. But early Super Bowl prediction, you going with the Eagles or you going with the Chiefs?
Going with the Eagles.
How about that? That's Jalen Hurts has been a great story this year. I love rooting for him.
Yeah, he's talented. He's truly talented.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.